الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا إذا تداينتم بدين إلى أجل مسمى فاكتبوه وليكتب بينكم كاتب بالعدل ولا يأب كاتب أن يكتب كما علمه الله فليكتب صدق الله العظيم وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم مثل الغني ظلم وكما قال صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم Respected elders and beloved brothers in Islam, we have now reached the last quarter of this year of 2018, and naturally when we approach towards the ending of the year, we find that in the business world an all-out effort is made to achieve the objectives, the goals and the targets that we set out at the beginning of the year. And many a time, unfortunately, we find that in order to achieve these goals and objectives and these targets, then they come at the expense of the orders of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In order to gain maximum benefit in this dunya, a person forgets his ultimate goal, his ultimate objective, and his ultimate target, and that is the akhirat. And in pursuing the dunya, he breaks the orders of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and thereby damaging and tarnishing that which is supposed to be his ultimate objective. We find that in the business world, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has given us various guidelines how to conduct ourselves in the business. In one hadith, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions three qualities that a person should refrain from and abstain from. And we find that these three qualities, if a person commits them and practices them, then in the light of the hadith, he has gone very, very close towards hypocrisy and he has distanced himself away from iman. Nabi Kareem also mentions ayatul munafiqi thalathun, that the sign of a hypocrite are three. Now, this does not mean that a person has literally become a hypocrite, but his actions are such that does not befit the title of believer to be upon him. His actions are such that has led him to do actions that do not befit a Muslim. إِذَا حَدَّثَ كَذَبَ. When he speaks lies. وَإِذَا وَعَدَ أَخْلَفَ. Anyway, when he makes a promise, he goes contrary to his promise. وَإِذَا أُتُمِنَ خَانَ. And when he is entrusted with something, then he betrays that trust. Now, when I look in the light of the business world, when a person does a deal, any transaction, and he makes a promise to the person that I am buying these goods from you on agreement that I will pay you upon a certain date, be it 30 days, be it 60 days, whatever the case may be. Now he makes a promise and he speaks his word should be such that he will keep to his appointed time and his appointed date. Now when the time comes, unfortunately you find many a times the person goes against his promise and the time elapses, the date, appointed date passes. In the light of Nabi Kareem, in the hadith of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, by him not keeping to his promise of appointed time, appointed date, he speaks lies, and he betrays the trust, those goods were given to him upon trust, he betrays his trust. It is as though he has reached the borders of Islam, it is as though he has the title of hypocrisy upon him. Now let me analyze the hadith of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the importance that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam placed in a person paying off his debts upon the stipulated time and upon the stipulated date. Once when Sahabi came to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he addresses Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and says, أَرَأَيْتَ إِن قُتِلْتُ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ صَابِرًا مُحْتَسِبًا مُقْبِرًا غَيْرَ مُدْبِرٍ. Then Nabi of Allah informed me that if I were to become a martyr in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and not only a martyr, he further explains the kind of martyrdom that he achieves, that I become a martyr in such a way that I have patience in me, and I become a martyr advancing, not retreating. Thereafter he inquires from Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, why is he mentioning all this? To show that he is fighting in the cause of Islam and Deen solely for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, solely for the upliftment of the Deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with no other ulterior motives. So he inquires from Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that if I do this, if I give my whole life for Deen, will Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive all my gunas, forgive all my sins? Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells him, yes, Allah ta'ala will forgive all your sins. Because you have done the noble deed of sacrificing your entire life for the Deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the person departs. Thereafter Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam calls him back and tells him that illa deen, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive every sin of yours except that which you incurred. Such warnings were given that even if you give your whole life for the Deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but in the midst you incurred debt, those debts are not forgiven. Thereafter Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions that لو أن رجلا قتل في سبيل الله ثم عاش ثم قتل في سبيل الله ثم عاش ثم قتل في سبيل الله ثم عاش وعليه دين ما دخل الجنة حتى يقضى دينه. Then no one can understand that if a person were to go out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to fight and he became a shaheed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him life. For the second time he gives his life again and he becomes a shaheed. Allah ta'ala gives him life again. And for the third time, he goes and he gives his life and he becomes a shaheed. All this is happening. وَعَلَيْهِ دَيْنٌ. Whilst he has a debt upon him, he's owing people money. مَا دَخَلَ الْجَنَّةَ حَتَّى يُقْضَى دَيْنُهُ. Such a severe warning, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, that this person will not enter into Jannah until and unless his debts have been fulfilled. Such importance has been placed in a person carrying out his commitments which were upon him. Once at the time of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, a janazah was brought in front of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It was the practice of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that if ever a janazah was brought, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam inquired, Hal alayhi deenun, is there any debt upon this janazah? The Sahaba replied, no, Nabi of Allah, he's not owing anybody money. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam goes forward and performs the janazah. And on another occasion, a janazah was brought forward. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam inquired, is there a debt upon the Sahabi? They replied, yes, sir, Nabi of Allah, there is a debt upon him. Thereafter, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam inquired, that did he leave anything behind? They said, yes, sir, Nabi of Allah, 3 dinars. So Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam goes ahead and performs the janazah. The mufassirin of the hadith mentioned that it is possible that he had left behind sufficient wealth that was enough to pay off his debt. On another occasion, when janazah was brought in front of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Nabi Kareem also inquires from the Sahaba, that is there any debt upon him? The Sahaba replied, yes, O Nabi of Allah, there is a debt upon him. And the amount of 3 dinars was mentioned. Thereafter he inquired, that did he leave anything behind? Did he leave sufficient wealth behind to pay off his debt? The Sahaba replied, then O Nabi of Allah, he has not left behind sufficient wealth. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam steps back and tells the Sahaba, Sallu ala sahibikum. That O Sahaba, you perform his salat janazah. Such severity, such warnings had been placed that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was not prepared to perform the salat janazah of a person who has incurred debt without leaving sufficient behind to pay off his debt. Hazrat Abu Qatada radiallahu ta'ala on that occasion mentions that, O Nabi of Allah, his entire debt is upon me. Thereafter Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam goes forward and performs the Salat al-Janazah. Allama ibn Sirin rahmatullah alayhi was a very, very great tabi'i. He lived in the time of Sahaba and he was a very respected tabi'i. He was a businessman as well. Once he had ordered a large consignment of oil. When these barrels of oil reached him, he opened the first barrel and he finds a dead rat in this barrel. So Allama ibn Sirin thinks to himself that these barrels are contaminated. I cannot sell them, and neither can I return them, because it's possible that the supplier might give it to somebody else. So he goes and he empties those barrels of oil, and he disposes of it. A time came when his appointed date came for him to pay for those barrels. Naturally, because of him disposing of that oil and not selling it, he did not have sufficient funds to pay for it. So he mentions the predicament to the supplier that this is my problem, I cannot pay you. In that time, it was in the era after the Sahaba, after Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if any person was owing money, then he were to be taken in front of the judge at the time and explain his problem in front of the judge, and the judge would pass a judgment looking at every case. So Allama ibn Sirin goes in front and he mentions his case. He says that they don't have sufficient money. So the judge mentioned at the time that you will have to be put into jail because of this debt that you had incurred. Allama ibn Sirin, being a pious person, an honorable, respectable person, but he says that no problem, I'm owing the money and I'm prepared to face the consequence in order to pay off this debt. Nevertheless, now he is placed in jail. There was a Sahabi at the time who was living. Hazrat Anas bin Malik radiallahu ta'ala anhu was a khadim, who was the servant of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Hazrat Anas bin Malik had great respect for Allama ibn Sirin. In his will he had written that if I were to pass away, then I want Allama ibn Sirin rahmatullah alayhi to perform a salat al-janazah. It so happened that whilst Allama ibn Sirin was in jail, Anas bin Malik radiallahu ta'ala anhu passed away. So the people come to the jail, to the prison, and they tell Allama ibn Sirin that we have requested for you to come out and perform the salat al-janazah of Anas bin Malik radiallahu ta'ala anhu. So Allama ibn Sirin inquires from them that how am I going to come out from prison? They say, no, we took permission from the authorities and they have permitted us to allow you to come out from jail and perform the salat al-janazah. But look at the importance that he had placed in paying off his debt, that he mentions that I'm not owing any authority money. I'm not owing any prison warden money or the judge any money. I'm owing that businessman whom I bought the oil from, I'm owing him the money. If you want me to come out from jail, go and take permission from him first. So they go and they take permission. He gives permission for Allama ibn Sirin to come out. And Allama ibn Sirin goes straight, he performs the Salat al-Janazah without meeting any family members or any other activities, he goes straight and back into the prison. Such importance he had placed in respecting the honor and the dignity and carrying out that amanah that was placed upon him. It so happened that some well-wishers over a period of time paid off this debt, and thereby Allama ibn Sirin was able to come out from prison. But the highlight or the importance of the incident, we find that even amongst the Sahaba and the Tabi'een, they place such important in carrying out their amanat and their debts. Zubair ibn Awam radiallahu ta'ala anhu, a Sahabi of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, during the battle of Jamal, his son Abdullah ibn Zubair comes to him, and father advises son that tomorrow is going to be the battle, and I do not see except I might be killed. And thereafter he advises his son that I have one main request for you, and that is to ensure that whatever money that I'm owing is to be paid off. In a lengthy incident found in the books of Hadith, time does not permit us to go through the entire incident, but just the gist of it, Zubair ibn Awam radiallahu ta'ala anhu was a very honorable person. People used to place their belongings by him. So whenever he should keep any amanat by him, he used to tell the person that I am afraid that if any destruction comes upon it, I will not be able to protect it. So rather sell this item to me and I will pay you back the money if any destruction comes upon it. So, like that, Zubair ibn Awam radiallahu ta'ala anhu had incurred a lot of debts because of him keeping commodities of other people. It so happened that Zubair ibn Awam radiallahu ta'ala anhu was made shaheed the next day. But before he passed away, he advised his son Abdullah bin Zubair that when you have these debts, when you are going to pay it off, and you experience any difficulty, then turn to my master, and he will assist you in paying it off. So Abdullah bin Zubair inquires from his father, "Oh my father, who is your master whom you are referring to?" So his father tells him that that master that I'm referring to is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you experience any difficulties, then turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah ta'ala made it such that even though there was a large amount of money that Hazrat Zubair radiallahu anhu was owing, and the only wealth that he left behind was one piece of land, but Allah ta'ala granted him such barakat on account of his intention of paying off his debt, that he was able to pay off all those that were owing money, and together with that, there was sufficient wealth left for descendants also. So friends and elders, we find that these are the teachings of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And one hadith Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam has advised us that man akhadha amwal an-nasi yuridu adaha adda Allah ta'ala anhu. When a person is doing business and he takes goods or he borrows money upon debt and he has his intention in his heart that I'm going to pay it, be that appointed time, that appointed day comes about, I'm going to make all of effort to pay it, Allah Ta'ala will make it such that this person will be able to pay off his debt. وَمَنْ أَخَلَهَا يُرِيدُ إِطْلَافَهَا أَكْلَفَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَىٰ عَنْهُ. That the person who takes the wealth of people, but his intention is to do the people down, to steal the money, to delay the person, to make the person cry for his money, and he has bad and evil intention in his heart, Allah Ta'ala will make it such that this person will go through difficulties and he will become indebted and he won't be able to pay off his debt. So very, very important when a person is conducting business to have the clean intentions in his heart, to have the correct intention in his heart. Nabi Akram says, as I mentioned, مَدَّدُ الْغَنِيِّ ظُلْمٌ, that a person who has the ability in paying off debt and he delays in paying off, then he becomes like an oppressor. He is a zalim, he is an oppressor, he is oppressing the person. Together with that, in the hadith of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and upon this we will terminate, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also teaches us that if a person who is going through a difficulty, man anzara masiran, aw wada'a anhu, azallahu Allahu tahta zilli arshihi, yawma la zilla illa zillu. That a person who gives respite to a bankrupt person, now we are referring to a true bankrupt person. Nowadays we find that conveniently a person is living an opulent life. He's living a life of luxury. He's driving the latest vehicle. He's living in the huge homes. Living in luxury and comfort. But conveniently everything goes on to his next of kin's name and he's unable to pay off his debt. He declares himself insolvent and he declares himself bankrupt. He applies for business rescue, etc. Uses these techniques of the dunya to absolve himself from paying off his debt. Now that is not regarded as a bankrupt person. Nabi Kareem has also mentioned that person who gives a bankrupt person respite because of being him genuinely in problems. And he goes to that extent that he even wipes off the debt. Allah Ta'ala loves his action so much that Allah Ta'ala will bless this person, أَذَلَّهُ اللَّهُ تَحْتَ ذِلِّ عَرْشِهِ. Allah Ta'ala will bless him with the shade of the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on that day when there will be no shade except the shade of the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is the reward of wiping off a person who cannot pay his money. And further elders will conclude with the hadith of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi inquired from the sahaba, أَتَذْرُونَ الْمُفْلِسِ, the Roman sahaba, do you know what is a bankrupt person? So the sahaba mentioned, الْمُفْلِسُ عِنْدَنَا مَنْ لَا دِرْهَمَ لَهُ وَلَا دِنَارِ. The Nabi of Allah, in our understanding, a muflis, a bankrupt person, a good person who has no dirham, he has no dinar, he has no money, he's going through a great amount of financial difficulty. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa mentions that al-muflis, the bankrupt person, is a person who will come in the day of Qiyamah with a whole heap of amal, a whole heap of deeds, a whole heap of good actions. And he will come forward on the day of Qiyamah, وَشَتَمَ هَذَا وَأَخَذَ مَعْلَ هَذَا وَضَرَبَ هَذَا. But he did a whole lot of wrong in the world. He swore such and such person, he harmed such and such person, he took what he got away with it. Now in the day of Qiyamah, it is payback time. Time to pay it back. But the currency of the dunya is rands and cents. The currency of the akhirat is a'mal, is deeds. He will come with a whole lot of good deeds. But payback time, now his a'mal will get less and less and less as he has to pay it off. To such a time will come when all his good deeds will be wiped out because of the rights that he took in the world. And a person will come and claim again. He will have no amal to pay off his deed with. The evil of that person will be placed onto this person. And because of him doing wrong, he will be thrown headlong into the fire of Jahannam. May Allah protect us all. May Allah save us all. Those who are going through financial difficulty, may Allah remove their obstacles. Make it easy for you one and all. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Thank you.